And welcome back to the third and final segment of Meet the Community here this morning on AM 1340 KXCO. We're speaking with Dr. Bronwyn McFarland this morning, and we've covered quite a few topics, but the one thing I really wanted to talk to you about is you being an accomplished local author. And how many books now are you at having published?
Well, I've published 5 books.
Yes.
On topics about gifted education. And I'm working on a 6th one currently. My latest one that came out last year focuses on social and emotional learning. And it provides parents and educators with childhood development information and case studies to consider what that might look like in real life. And my new book that I'm working on, it is a second edition on a STEM book. So STEM is an acronym for science, technology, engineering, and mathematics. And that book came out in 2016, and I was just notified by the publisher recently that it is they have had a request from outside to have it translated into Chinese. And before that, it was previously translated into Arabic. And so that's pretty cool that it's wanted around the world for different audiences. And to know how do we design programs to help kids increase their abilities in science, technology, engineering, and math. And so the new edition that I'm working on, the second edition, will hopefully come out later this year, the beginning of next year.
Where do people get a hold of these books at? Can they get them in the bookstores, or do they have to order them online, or is it a variety of places?
Yeah, it's typically online. The publisher is Taylor & Francis, which is part of the Rutledge Publishing Group. And so the publishing industry has really shifted in recent years, and so most of it is ordered online. You can get it from Amazon or from their publishing website. That's very exciting.
Yeah.
I typically write, whenever I can. When I tell people, who ask about how do we write, I would give students specific advice on writing. And so first of all, make an appointment to write, and keep that appointment with yourself. Write something every day so that you exercise that writing skill. And the best way to become a better writer is to read more. Because when you read more, you recognize where good writing is, where weak writing is. And it enhances your own writing skills by reading more.
How long does it typically take you to publish a book from start to finish?
That's such a great question, and it varies so much because it depends on whether it's something that I'm writing, with a colleague, or whether it's an edited version. So, it could take anywhere from, I think my first book was about 9 months, and so that was pretty quick turnaround. Actually, they usually don't expect it to be under a year. I think probably 2 years is probably more of a general typical timeline for people that don't do it all the time, and are planning out the work and then working their plan.
No doubt. Let's kind of switch gears a little bit, talk about your community service. I know this is something that's very important to you and your family. What are some of the organizations that you're involved with here in Mexico and in Audrain County?
Yes, absolutely. Well, as you say, I grew up around community involvement. My parents and my grandparents they modeled community involvement for us. They always took us along to their various meetings and involved us. So we listened and observed, but then we helped set up and put away. And, when they sent out a newsletter, we folded and stamped and taped it closed. But in my own community service, I'm very active with the Historical Society. I coordinated the Education Day for Walk Back in Time last fall, and it was the largest Education Day ever with over 1,100 participants. I'm also a member of PEO, and we support scholarships for women's education. DAR is the Daughters of the American Revolution. I loved writing those essay contests as a kid, and we have really interesting, lots of interesting things to learn about. I am a member of the VFW Auxiliary, Veterans of Foreign War Auxiliary. We bake cakes for Durango about once a month. I just joined the Mexico League of Women Voters, and we had a meeting last night, and I'm an honorary member of the GFWC Mexico Women's Club, and they just kicked off their spring geranium sale. So let me tell you about that. They are taking orders for beautiful flower sales from any member. They're $8 for a 6-inch pot, $18 for a 10-inch basket. The color choices are red, pink, orange, cherry rose, and white, and they will be available for pickup at the YMCA on the first Saturday of May. And then I'm also involved in professional organizations, so the National Association for Gifted Children, and I am currently Secretary of the World Council for Gifted and Talented Children, which is really neat to be part of an international board to really look at how are gifted education services being provided to children all the way around the world, because there is much work and concerted effort that needs to be put in different places all over to help all of the children grow and develop their talents.
Absolutely. I tell you what, we end with our wild card question every week, so this is nowhere on the list of questions, but if you were offered to write another book, and it couldn't be about education, what subject would you write about?
Oh my goodness. Well, I think all books are about education because you learn something from
sure,
them.
Sure, sure.
But I probably would do a history book with something in Mexico, because there is so much exciting history in Mexico, so many interesting things happening all the time, as you know, as you report about it all. I think, you know, it's really important for people to know that there is so much going on locally in the past, in the present, and we have so much to do right here. You don't need to go anywhere else, because you can pursue your dreams and interests right here on the main street of the Midwest in Mexico, Missouri.
No doubt. Well, I appreciate you taking some time out with us this morning. Congratulations on all of the books that you have published, and thank you for continuing to advocate for education locally.
Thank you, Matt.
All right, Dr. Bronwyn McFarland, she's our guest this morning on Meet the Community. You can find another edition of Meet the Community next Saturday morning at 8 a.m. right here on AM 1340 KXEO.